Despite a $100,000 reward and 1 year of investigation by the RCMP, there have been no arrests and little progress in the hunt for a gang of 20 masked and armed vandals who destroyed a coastal GasLink work camp on the night of February 17, 2022. To date, I have not received any updates on the investigation. The investigation remains active and ongoing, said an email from RCMP Corporal Madonna Saunderson, media spokesman for the Houston RCMP, on the first anniversary of the attack. Just after midnight on February 17 of last year, Houston RCMP was called to Martin Forest Service Road for a report that people were attacking Coastal GasLink security guards. Approximately 20 people, some armed with axes, attacked the guards and damaged work vehicles and structures. Total damage was estimated at $20 million. Video footage from the Coastal GasLink camp shows people dressed in white coveralls, with their faces covered, storming the property. The individuals can be seen swinging axes at vehicles and spray painting windows in the video. Chris Gardner, president of the Independent Contractors and Businesses Association, ICBA, says it was a horrific event for people working at the camp. The ICBA and Crimestoppers teamed last October to offer a $100,000 reward for any information that leads to the arrest and charge of any individual responsible for the crime. The level of fear that these workers experienced was horrific. You can hear it in the voices of the workers and the crews who were on that site that evening, said Gardner. Police officers found various objects placed on the road to obstruct it, including boards with spikes, fires, downed trees, tar-covered stumps, wires, and a school bus. Gardner says these acts of violence were planned, coordinated, premeditated, and carried out with precision. People were threatened, lives were at risk, and more than $20 million worth of equipment was completely destroyed, he says. Police have not been able to identify the people responsible. This is despite eyewitnesses, video surveillance, and an apparently short list of potential suspects since the event happened in a remote area with few escape routes. The site of the attack had been the focus of protests and an eviction notice from members of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. While hereditary chiefs from all five Wet'suwet'en clans have stated their opposition to the project, five of the nation's six elected chiefs have signed benefit agreements with the pipeline project. In a statement, the hereditary chiefs disavowed any participation in the attack. We know there are people out there who have information on these perpetrators, and we're urging you to do the right thing and call us. Allow the police to hold them accountable, said a statement from RCMP Chief Supt. John Brewer. We will accept tips from anyone who wants to pass on information anonymously about this terrifying attack. We simply need any information that will lead to the arrest and charge of those responsible, says Linda Annies, executive director of Metro Vancouver Crime Stoppers. Police have conducted several interviews and followed up on several leads, but they believe someone has information that could help. There are some missing pieces, and I hope this private reward today will entice those individuals to come forward with those missing pieces, said Elliot. I do believe there are people out there who know something. In October 2022, several police cruisers used by a special RCMP team responsible for resource industry security were torched in a Smithers, BC, arson attack that also remains unsolved. RCMP suspect the two events are linked. Gardner hopes the reward will prompt people to come forward. No worker in any workplace in British Columbia, or their families, should live in fear that when they got to clock in, got to their place of work that they're at risk of attacks from thugs and criminals, he said. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Houston RCMP at 250-845-2204. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or leave a message on their website at solvecrime.ca.